You're listening to 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Peoria's The Smokers Blues Band hopes its blues rock music can be part of a broader scene, helping unite deep political divisions among Central Illinois music fans. The band will be sporting a brand new album when it returns to Jazz Up Front in Bloomington Saturday night. Band members Dan Galletti and Brett David stopped by the GLT studios to talk about The Smokers' sophomore release, which Galletti says is a departure from their three-year-old debut album.
The first album was more eclectic. I mean, we were just going for whatever we had, you know, just threw it on the wall and let's see what sticks.
Yeah,
and
I think that's a good...
This was more focused. We had an idea of what we wanted to do, a little bit more conceptual.
Okay, there was a jam bandy song or two even on that debut album.
Correct. Yeah,
yeah,
it was. It was a little more that open kind of format, and these songs were more concise.
Okay, well, let's go to the title track, Coming to Your Town. You wrote this song, Dan.
Yes.
What I heard in it, it's a plea to be good to each other.
Yeah, I mean, it just started off as a lick, and it sat around for months, and I didn't have anything for it. I didn't have an idea for it, but I liked the riff. Given the political climate that we live in, and I just thought, well, what can we do as a band to just make a simple statement, not really political in either direction, but just keep it very simple? And it was kind of a throwback to the 60s. It made me think of that era in that time. And that's something that Brett and I have always enjoyed, that era of music. So that's really what it is. It's a protest blues song throwback.
What?
Brett, I'll go to you on that same thought then. Are people starting to recognize that we got to tone it down a little bit?
That's a tough question. I don't know that people recognize what needs to be done so much as everyone seems to be in agreement that something needs to be done, because, you know, it's very similar, I think, to, you know, what we've seen in newsreels and the history that we've seen from that. It seems like there's a lot of that same...
dynamic repeating itself.
Yeah.
How do we get out of this?
That's a good question. Music is usually good for that sort of thing. It seems to people sometimes will take a moment and stop what they're doing just to listen to what's going on with the music. And so hopefully, if anything comes out of this album, it would be kind of nice that people were a little nicer to each other, spend a little more time working on making the world a better place instead of just going with the flow and saying something needs to be done, but not offering any ideas to what could be done to make it better.
Let's go to another song that I think is a little bit more bitter now. It's called Drinking for Two. Brett, this is a song you wrote.
Well, Dan and I both wrote it.
Oh, you both wrote it, okay.
Yep.
It had a, let me play just a little bit of it here.
Okay.
Musically, it kind of has a kind of a southern rock feel to it.
Yeah, I don't know that that's where it started. It kind of was more of a Keith Richards-y kind of start to the song. Dan and I had talked about, like, how can we make our music something that's a little bit different from everybody else that goes out and tries to do the traditional blues or blues rock. And one of the things that we felt would improve, you know, our music and kind of again harkens back to that 60s music, is having more harmonies, more multiple vocals versus just one guy singing all the time. So we were looking for something that we could do that with, and I sent him the first verse and give and take.
It was a Lennon-McCartney thing that we've been doing since we were 18 or 17 when we first met each other and came together as songwriters.
So oh, interesting. Our guests are Dan Galletti and Brett David with the band The Smokers Blues Band out of Peoria. They're playing Jazz Up Front on Saturday night. I'm not hearing a lot of blues rock in Central Illinois, at least in Bloomington Normal, as much as I used to anyway. Is blues still a thing in Peoria?
It is. I mean, there had been a blues fest that was very traditional.
But blues. Even that's gone to blues and heritage
it's
now.
It's diversified
yeah.
now. Yeah, and that's not such a bad thing. I think blues is one of those things where it's always had a following, but it's never really been mainstream or commercial. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Kings, they added to the commercialism blues, but for the most part, it's been more of a roots-based genre. And I think what Peoria's tried to do with that particular festival is tried to open the doors a little bit and open the channels, so that way, if you can pull a wider audience in with other music that's maybe somewhat related to blues, maybe there's some crossover, that they'll get that exposure to true blues or traditional blues, and then you'll develop that fan base even further. So I think maybe that's the idea.
Well, let me ask it this way. There seems to be more of an audience still for the blues rock, you know, blues-based music, but this seems to be more of a singer-songwriter town in Bloomington Normal, where there's still more of an edgier to the music in Peoria. Would I be somewhat accurate in saying that?
I would say that the Peoria has always been this classic rock kind of, you know, market for the most part. And Bloomington being more college-driven, I could see that being the case, mm-hmm. you know, the singer-songwriter thing. And so that's probably, I mean, I would say that's probably a fair statement.
Traveling Salesman is another song I want to get to on the album. Coming to Your Town is the name of it. It's from the Smokers Blues Band, Dan Galletti and Brett David from the band in our GLT studios. I really love this. I love when the B3 comes in on it. I love the jamming on it. It kind of has a Black Crowes feel to it.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because we opened up for Steve Gorman, who's the drummer of the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah, we started that charity.
And that was that charity. That we did to benefit MSA. Good friend of ours, Larry Kellerman, was behind that. Mm-hmm. He's been putting one together every year since, and there'll be another one for next year too. And I think Steve Gorman might be involved in it again. Other than that, I can't think of any other influence specifically from the Black Crowes, but I mean, that was our time in high school, for sure.
Black Crowes.
So, like Brett mentioned, I mean, we didn't grow up in the 60s together, but we admired that music. And when we were in high school, you know, when we first met and we were writing songs, then it was the early 90s, and you had this departure from the synth wave of the 80s, and thank goodness for that. Yeah. You know, and you had bands like the Black Crowes that were breaking it all down again and putting blues rock back out there, and that was influential to us, absolutely.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton, Dan Galletti, and Brett David with the Smokers Blues Band in studio. You were up at Buddy Guy's a few years ago. And you were telling me that it was a cool story about being on stage at Legends Buddy Guy.
Yeah, we had twice. We were up there, and Buddy was there. He was there both times, and we were lucky to have him come up on stage with us, which I guess isn't very common, but we were told by the staff. But he came up on stage with us both times. It's funny because one of the songs that we do on our show, it's called The Rumor, is one of the songs that Buddy came up, and he kind of tapped us on the shoulder. And he interrupted it because he liked the song so much, and he wanted to just start ad-libbing to the song. Now, when we do the show, this song, The Rumor, in our show, Brett, who wrote the song, basically ad-libs Buddy Guy during the song. It's kind of a break and an instrumental point of the song, and Brett recreates that night by ad-libbing Buddy Guy. And it's funny, because so we call the song The Ballad of Buddy Guy, too.
He actually said to an audience, I don't know why, he's lived in Chicago for 50 years, and he doesn't know that it's Illinois. But he says, hey, come on, man, from Peoria, Illinois, to play some blues for you, ladies and gentlemen. You may notice they have a bucket up here by the stage.
Basically, he came up behind me, just kind of tapped me on the shoulder, and I thought it was another guy in the band. So I turned around like, what do you need? And I'm just staring right in the face of, you know, a blues legend. It wasn't about him as much as it was about bringing attention to us.
Hmm.
Like, you know, he's on stage all the time. Everybody knows who he is. But when he went up on stage, he was addressing the audience and telling them about us and pointing out that there was a tip jar that they needed to come and fill for us. You know, it was just
it's a very kind thing,
very
to do.
Very humbling experience to see somebody in that lofty position, you know, in the music world.
But yeah, just to think about it, this man arguably is the greatest now living blues legend.
I don't think it's even arguably. I think it is.
I mean, after B.B. King, he's what's left. And
he remembers. He grew up dirt poor in Louisiana, so I'm sure he remembers that all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Huh. And his venue, arguably the greatest blues pub in the world. So I mean, we're here. We're at the apex. It's all been downhill from there for us, you know.
You should have just quit right there. It's not, right?